Welcome back to another episode of HTL, the Here to Listen podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Durkee, and today I'm joined by actor and model, Jonathan Leonard. He's one of the nicest Big Brother Canada house guests ever. And while he didn't win last season as the final house guest standing, he did win the hearts of Canada and was voted Canada's favorite. And now he's here with us. Please welcome to the show, Jonathan Leonard.
Thanks for having me, man. This has been a long time coming. Been in contact now for about a year. Since I came off the show, you're one of the people that reached out with all the love and support, and I appreciate that so much. So I'm extremely happy to be here. Thanks for having me, and let's have some fun with it. Yeah,
I'm excited, and I feel like your wife should get a shout out because you were still in the house, and I think she already followed back the podcast or whoever was running your social media. So
she's a beast. She was so good at running my social media that I couldn't amount to what she could do on social media after the show.
Yeah. Well, I see you posting a lot. You're looking great. I love the long hair.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. It's new. I've been working and trying to break into the film industry. I mean, it's a hustle like anything else, but I love it so much. And I was advised maybe to grow my hair out a bit. So here I am growing it out, trying something new. It's definitely a learning curve. It is not easy having longer hair, but
here we are. What's the most difficult thing?
Oh, product. I'm a short hair guy. I've usually had my hair is usually this long, so it's like a little bit of styling gel and I'm good. But now it's shampoo, conditioner, hairspray, which I'm foreign to, and just different kinds of product to make it look different ways. But I'm enjoying it. I think it's paying off a little bit. My wife likes it, so no complaints.
You're kind of channeling a little bit of your inner Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I like that one. That's nice. Yeah. Bradley Cooper. I love it. Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit more about the direction that you've taken since the show. I know you've gotten into modeling and acting. And tell us a little bit more about that journey.
Well, since I can remember, it's been a dream of mine to be in film. Without even knowing that it was a possibility or that I could do it, I always dreamt about being in a movie or a show or just, in front of the camera. And since I've been a small boy, a lot of the people I role modeled myself after and a lot of people I looked up to were actors. So I think it was in my blood. And then when I got on the show Big Brother, it just completely opened my eyes. It opened my eyes to the fact that I can do it. I can be comfortable in front of the camera and I can do good things and I can chase my dreams and live my dreams. Like they are reachable. So I'm very thankful of the Big Brother experience for opening my eyes in a lot more ways than I thought possible. So here I am now just, I'm doing it. I'm really putting my best foot forward and chasing my dreams, man. And I think as we all know, life's short and life can be sucky. Sometimes more days than not, it can be sucky. So we owe it to ourselves to chase things we want and be the best version of ourselves. It's corny, it sounds corny, but you ask anybody, they want to be their best selves. And sometimes we beat ourselves up because we feel like we don't want to amount to what we want to. But you got to take the good with the bad, man. And here I am taking the good with the bad and just chasing my dreams and enjoying the ride because, the destination's cool. I want to reach my goal. But one thing I've learned, especially with the Big Brother and in the Big Brother house, is the journey. Because since the show has ended, that's when you really reflect. Like this past year since the show has been over, those memories are so valuable. The good ones, the bad ones, the arguments, the tense moments, the happy ones, the laughs, every single one of those memories is so important and I'm so thankful for them. Yeah.
Wow. And we're going to get to the Big Brother Canada stuff, of course, in a little bit, but you touched on some very interesting topics there and, pursuing your dreams, pursuing your passions and, hopefully booking, that dream role and on your way to do that. And do you have an ideal character or an ideal type of movie that you would want to star in?
Well, I guess I love the superhero stuff. I love that. And even a villain, maybe. I love serious roles. I love like to be able to play like a police officer or a detective or something serious like that would be pretty amazing. I think it'd be a good fit for me. Also, drama, and a little bit of everything. I mean, I'm interested in anything and everything. I just love to create, man. I love the creative aspect of it. I love, when you get a script and you sit down and you're reading it and you're creating the character in your mind and how you're going to portray this character and how that character is going to become you is so fascinating. It's so interesting. And then when you see it on screen, you're just like, wow, it's incredible. It blows my mind. So if I had a dream role, I'd have to pick definitely drama for sure.
How do you get into character?
Oh, it is a challenge, and I'm still working on it. I'm still honing, and that's the thing about this craft. It seems like you're growing every single day. You're always learning, you're always growing, getting better. But you really got to sit down, and the character also has to become you. I mean, like, I guess when you're cast for a certain character, it's how you portray them. Because like, if you put five people in a room and they're playing the same character, you're going to get five different versions of that character. So you just got to have fun with it, man. Not overthink it and just have fun with it and let the cards fall where they may. And that's the beautiful part of film and that industry is it's all creativity.
Yeah, that's great advice. And have you always been a creative person? And
yes.
were you ever like shy to, you know, get up on stage?
Oh, very much so. And I still am. I always say I'm an extrovert, introvert. I was always a shy kid. Even growing up, I was, you know, the kind of kid that was afraid to be front and center. But I overcame that, especially with the Big Brother show. I had to. I was like thrown into the deep waters of being uncomfortable. And I really grew from it and in a great way. Because now I'm not shy. I'm willing to get out there and throw myself in the midst of things and learn as I go and be in front of the camera. And here I am talking to you. So this is right.
Yeah, exactly. All part of the journey. And I'm glad that we're finally doing this. I mean, you were definitely, I would say, my favorite on the show. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because
so much.
You were so genuine.
Yes.
And you were also so kind and you were really a ride or die. And one of my questions for you was, you know, where does that loyalty come from? Has that always been within you?
Yes, I like to think so. I like to credit my mom and my dad for that. They really instilled it in me and my two brothers. And like I grew up in a small town. So I guess one of the benefits that I got from growing up in a small town is we all had each other's back. I mean, regardless of how you felt of your neighbor or the person up the road, it's like no matter what happened, you always had each other's back. You're always in each other's corner. So it was the way I was raised, for sure. We were raised to look after each other. Like me and my two brothers, we looked after each other our whole lives. Mm-hmm. So, and that came from our father. So I guess it was instilled in me at a very young age. And when I was on the show, I went in there with the intention. I understood the way the show worked, but I had no idea what I was actually like in the house. So when I got in there and I got met with these different situations and these tense moments and choices, I couldn't go against who I was, no matter how hard I tried. When someone I cared about was in trouble or needed help or felt alone, I had their back, just like I would in life. Just because in there you become family very quickly. And the way I am, I lean on my family now. I always have. I get my strength from my family. And in the house, I was the same way. The people I was closest with, that's where I got my strength. And I was willing to go to war for them. So, I guess it was instilled in me in a young age. And it will be in me forever. One really cool moment I'll talk about was when I got home in the airport. And that hug from my son was...
Aww.
That was like winning a global award, like in the like of life. It was just amazing feeling.
Aww. He must have been so proud of you.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was my biggest fan for sure, or is my biggest fan.
Yeah. Oh, you're about to be a dad for the second time. Baby number two's on the way. That's wild. And you're actually, I understand right before this interview, you were helping plan a baby shower.
I was. My wife is actually having a baby shower right now as we speak. So I was helping her set up for that all morning. And yeah, I'm pretty excited, man. It's two or three more 2 months and I will have a little girl. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. And the funny thing is her room, our nursery is off Flamingo. So it's like, I don't know if you remember the Flamingo room.
Yes.
So we themed it off that. And well, my wife themed it off that. I get very little input on these things, which I'm cool. I'm completely cool with. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's fun, man. I'm excited. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a family guy. And if I could have 15 kids, I would. If I could have 20 dogs, I would. One wife, though. One wife. Two is too many. Yeah, but yeah, I'm super excited. Can't wait.
You seem like a really great dad.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What was it like being a young dad?
Difficult, but at the same time, it gave me a very strong sense of purpose. I mean, I think I was like a 19 when I found out I was going to have Liam, and I was just a 19-year-old kid, typical, trying to figure it all out. But like I was nervous and up until the first moment I held him. And when I held him, it was like that passion goes through your body. Like you know your purpose, you know direction. And so it was just like, I need to make things happen. I need to be the best dad I can be. And also being a young dad is challenging because you're both growing. I was learning a lot about myself because, and like I wasn't raising him, we were raising each other. So we were both growing together. So,
yeah.
I mean, now he's 13, almost 14 years old, and I'm having another baby. So, and it's kind of cool because he can share that with me too. It was a blessing, man. I must say, like looking back at it now, I'm kind of thinking about it now. I'm like, wow, like, you know, where did the time go? Right. And I'm so appreciative of him. And he's a good kid. You can't, he's good at heart. And I'm proud of him every day. I mean, he's a young man he's becoming and the man he helped me become. So I'm very thankful for it. But it was a challenge I was up for. And I accepted and I loved it. And looking back, I'm very appreciative of it.
Well, congratulations again.
Thanks, man.
I'd love to talk a little bit, you know, about your time on Big Brother Canada. Yeah. With season 12 coming up, I am curious if we're going to see any surprise appearances from you, you know, maybe handing out the Wendy's, maybe giving some advice.
Man, I don't know for sure. I hope so. It'd be super cool to be involved. I mean, just to get back in the atmosphere of it. I mean, because like, you know, you guys seen the show and like you understand like the show, you know, it was a fantastic show, Big Brother, but also the people involved in production and in the global network and all of those, all the people involved, it's so cool. It's such a great atmosphere. So if I can be involved in any way, I definitely will be. And who knows, keep an eye out. Maybe you'll see me somewhere on season 12. I'm excited, man. Season 12 is going to be a good one.
Okay, so you've heard some rumblings about it.
There's chatter for sure. I'm a fan. Okay. I'm a fan, man. So I'm in the chatter.
would you ever go back for an All-Star season?
Ooh, I get that question a fair amount. I mean, it'd be hard to say no. Because that would be a different look. And going in a second time, I don't know if that would be an advantage or a disadvantage. I guess it all depends, but hell yeah, man. That's a roller coaster. I'd love to jump back on.
Fun fact, I actually made it to the semifinals of casting for season 10. It would have been. I obviously I didn't make it on the show, but it was such a cool experience even to see it from like sending in an audition tape to, you know, all the other steps that happen. And that's even before getting to finals, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I auditioned, I had no intentions on auditioning. I was sat down with my dog on this very laptop and I said, man, it's always been a dream of mine. So, like, you know, to challenge myself in that kind of way. And I've always been a fan of Big Brother. And my wife was a super fan who pushed me to try out. And I just opened up the laptop. I did, I think, like two audition videos. And sure enough, 2 days later, I got an email and went through all the steps and all the processes and ended up on the show. So, you know, my advice to anybody that's ever like, oh, should I try? Should I not try? Why not? Throw your name in the hat. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You get an opportunity to try it the following year. No big deal.
And any advice for those auditioning?
Be yourself 100%. Because if you don't, if you're not yourself on any audition or even in life, it shows. So yeah, be your genuine self, because that's what they want. They want you for you, not you because you can be something else. Your best shot at getting on there is being yourself. So it's that's my advice for sure.
You know, having watched the show and then actually living in, you know, the Big Brother Canada house, what was the biggest thing that surprised you?
Oh my God, so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because watching the show, it's three episodes a week, an hour. You're like, oh, I can't wait for next episode. Oh, I can't wait for next week. But after those cameras go off and the show's over, we all still live in that house together. We all still have to share a shower. We all still, not at the same time, but share a couple showers.
I was going to say, Big Brother Canada After Dark.
After dark, yeah. Let's get my spot on my back there. Yeah, but well, I was very surprised in myself and how quick I got used to living with strangers. Yeah. I think it was like 3 or 4 days would go by and it felt like you knew everybody.
Was there anything that wasn't shown on the show, like a moment or, you know, something really fun that happened that you watched? You're like, oh, I wish that would have been included.
Probably. There was a lot of spats. I don't like, I mean, it was argument. There were so many arguments. I think it would have been really hard to show them all. there was a lot of fun stuff, I guess. Like, you could put a camera, I believe, on me and Hope, and you just make a show off that, I believe.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's pure entertainment with that guy. He's a star for sure. But,
so are you. I would watch that show. I would watch that show for sure.
Thank you so much.
How did you feel about Big Brother Canada? I mean, I guess you were already on your way into the house, but announcing that there would no longer be live feeds.
Cool. As a contestant, as a cast member, I was so thankful.
Yeah.
Yes, so very thankful. But because there's some moments just in life, you know, little personal moments that you just kind of want to not be on national TV.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people were upset about it, but I mean, I'm a little biased. I'm not a big live feeder anyway, so yeah. I wouldn't have missed it. But I understand where a lot of the live feed fans come from, because if they felt like, you know, they didn't get one of their favorite parts, and you know, as a human being, a fan of something, you get upset over those things.
Yeah.
But personally, as a cast member, I was pretty happy. I was pretty okay. I'm not going to be on 100% of the time, you know.
Yeah.
So, but but like I said, man, like the show was a pretty good. It was really like did a really good job of showing you what was going on in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, you didn't miss me lying in bed drinking a cup of tea.
So when did you find out that they were cutting the live feeds? Because throughout the process, I think with like casting, usually it's very much like you're going to be on, you know, camera 24/7 and all that. When did you find out in the process?
Pretty much right before we're going in the house. It was something, they notified us, let us know, made me feel more comfortable going in.
Yeah,
for sure. But not long before. I mean, the whole time I thought that I was going to be on 100% of the time on live feeds. So I was ready for it and prepared for it. But it was definitely a pleasant surprise on my end when I found out I wasn't going to be on live feeds.
For sure. Do you think they'll bring it back?
Oh, that's a big question. I don't know. Maybe. It all depends, because like I say, I'm not a big live feeder anyway, but I'm sure like a lot of people are. Maybe, who knows?
Do you still get out there and fish?
We're moving out of the fishery right now. When mom and dad passed away, we kind of took over the fish. And I grew up on the water. I was 11 years old, I believe, first when I started fishing. So I've been fishing my entire life. So my grandfather did, is what my father did, my uncle did, my cousins did, everyone was in the fishery. But me personally, I'm moving in a different direction. So me and my brothers and my uncle are currently trying to move on from the fishery. So, so currently, no, I don't spend much time on the water, only at leisure. I do love the water. I love the ocean. I love being by the ocean. Whenever I'm next to the ocean, I can just smell salt water in the air. Yeah. It's just so refreshing. And it reminds me of home. Like, I love being a Newfoundlander. I'm very proud to be where I'm from. And I think that my heritage and being part of the fishery just keeps me close to home. I mean, I have a tattooed all over my arm. Like,
let's see it.
Yeah. It's not finished yet. Yeah. But that's what they call a skiff. That's what my grandfather used to fish in. And Leonard right here, and you always have to name a boat. It always has to have a name. So I named this one the Leonard, and the skiff's just a, something to remember my family. Like, so no matter where life takes me, how far away it takes me, or if it don't take me far at all, I'll always remember where I came from. And I'm very proud of what runs through my blood, my history, my heritage, where I come from. I'll never want to forget that. So that's why I have it tattooed on my arm. And I'm very proud to be a Leonard and come from the family I came from. So do I fish now? No, not so much, but does it run in my veins? Always, forever.
What was your childhood like?
I had a good upbringing, man. It was, my dad was a white knuckle kind of guy. Like, he was a fisherman, loved to take care of himself though. Always had his hair combed, right, had a nice shirt. He always looked good, but yeah. he was hardy, and he was like your old school man's man. Very stern. When he spoke, I listened. I did, you know, when he said my name in a stern voice, I listened. And my mom was very opposite. She was very sweet, very, very softer touch. I had a good upbringing. I got two brothers who I don't know what I'd do without them. So I grew up in a house with two brothers. So you could imagine it got pretty, no, that's mine, or get out of my room.
Yeah.
those types of things. But I loved it, man. Looking back at my childhood, I'm very appreciative of it. Was it easy? No. Whose is, right? If you got an easy upbringing, I don't think, is that you're lying, or you had it too easy and you don't really know life. But so was it easy? Nah. I mean, but was it hard? Nah, it wasn't. So I had a good upbringing, man. I'm very thankful I grew up the way I did. In this life, like, a lot of people think things are going to be given to them, which they are not. And that's if you want something, you might not get it right now. You might have to work your ass off to get it, but it is achievable. So I live my life that way. When I want something, I'll work hard for it. And when I get there, I'll be proud of it. And just be thankful of everything I learned along the way and the people I met along the way. Because, you know, not every situation is good. Not everybody's good, but there is a lot of good out there. And I believe in it. I believe in good. So I try to be the best person I can be to show that. So, I'm passionate about what I do. And I love to light up a room. I love to make people smile and be happy, because, man, we only get one run at this life, as far as we know. So if I can help people, you know, enjoy it a little bit better, that's what I'll do. I'm a big believer in feeling what you do. So and when you feel what you do and you're passionate about it, like, nothing can get in your way.
I love that. And I can't wait to see you on the silver screen.
Me too. Even though I love film, and I love, like, this is where I want to be, is in the film world and TV world. But at the same time, I can never get used to watching myself. I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Every single time, every time I've ever watched myself on TV or anything like that, or I've always been like, whoa, is that me? I'm like, who's that goof guy? You know, but, you know, I love it at the same time. Yeah, this is pretty fun.
That's so interesting. So you see yourself, and is it like a cringe, or is it like a shyness, or what's the vibe? That's
probably like a shyness, a blush, like, you know, like it's not a cringe, but like, is that me? Wow. It's fun. And it's unique. And it's a growing thing. It's growing on me. Watching myself on TV is growing on me. I have actually, especially with film, I have to record myself and act and try to critique myself. So now it's more of a, now it's more of a building process. But when I watched Big Brother back, it was a learning experience for sure.
What advice would you have given that to this upcoming round of house guests?
Prepare for anything. Every day is going to be different. You never get comfortable, because the minute you get comfortable, that's when things go sideways. You never really truly get comfortable, but enjoy it. Enjoy every day. Enjoy the tense moments. Enjoy the happy ones. Enjoy the laughs. Enjoy the arguments. Enjoy, and literally enjoy it all, because once it's over and it all sets in, that's how you truly get rich from the experience. Because this whole year since the show has been, I look back and I miss the cast so very much, everybody on it. I mean, everyone brought a unique personality to the show. Everyone brought a story to the show. So me being me, I soaked all that up. And the only thing that makes me sad about the whole experience is that I don't get to see everybody every day anymore, because I made some true friends on there. I mean, I was friends with everybody, top to bottom. It was truly an honor to meet all of them. Yeah. And hey, man, we all did it together, and it was a trip. So I'm going to be watching season 12 with a different mindset and a different set of eyes, and I'm going to enjoy it. So for the next set of cast going into the show, all I've had to say is I'll be watching. Everyone else is going to be watching, but enjoy it. Soak up every second of it. And hey, welcome to the family. I think it was 2 nights ago, I sat down with my wife. I said, there's a cast member now getting ready to go on that show. You know, so I'm like, wow, like that's pretty cool. That was me last year.
Yeah.
I had a lot of reflection on the whole thing, and it was pretty cool. And I'm really excited to see who represents themselves on that show.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents. I don't know. Be honest, I can draw. I'm a really good drawer.
Yeah.
I'm a very good artist. Paint. I can paint. I love to create things. I've won, when I was in elementary school, I won my first art competition.
Wow.
I like to think I have a creative mind. I love creative arts. I love art. I love music. I like to think I'm a good singer, but I haven't actually sang in front of anybody. So,
ever?
When I do, I have fun with it. But I like to think I got some chords, man. I got some chords in there. If I'm doing karaoke, I also love rap, because like it just the flow, man. Like you just can't, like, man, me and Hope had so much fun in jury last year. We would have like battles and like just keep each other occupied. And they should have had a camera in there and all that too. Like the jury got fun. It got fun. Challenging in a sense, when people coming out of the house, but once you let go of the fact that, okay, that part's done, now I'm in jury, let's have some fun. And we had a lot of fun, man. It was cool. And me and Hope, like, you put two of us together, we're gonna have some fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're all still hoping for a Hope and Jonathan spinoff, you know. That would be incredible.
We're gonna work on that. Yeah, me and Hope are, We're still really close, man. We're still very close. We keep in contact like almost daily. And I always tell him, man, I was more of his fan than his friend first when we walked in that house. Who knows, man, maybe a Hope Johnny show.
Or a podcast.
Or a podcast. Wow. Mm.
Yeah, call me up if you need any questions, you know.
Noted. Thank you. That's a great idea.
All right. Well, I have a final question that I ask all of my guests, which is, if you had a movie or book, you know, made or written about your life, what would the title of that be?
My story is because it's my story for sure. Because we all got them. I mean, everybody should at a certain point in your life, look back and do it like a story or a script or a movie, because at the end of the day, man, we are heroes of our own stories. So, my story is my story and I love it and I appreciate it. It's going to be my life. I'm very thankful for it. So at the beginning of my story, or at the front cover of my book, it's just going to be my story by Jonathan Leonard, and then it'll go into my life.
It's mysterious.
Oh yeah,
I like that.
So much in it.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for coming on the show. Long overdue. I appreciate us finally making this happen. And I'm so proud to have you on. And it's been really nice getting to know more about your story, your time in the Big Brother Canada house, as well as, you know, the future plans for you, your family, your career. And I'm excited to see what's next, you know, and I'm one of your biggest fans. So let's see what happens.
Lots coming up, man. There's lots on the pipe coming down the pipeline that I'm involved in. A film that was produced in lead role by myself and a friend of mine from Montreal. A lot of things coming up, a lot of interesting stuff. So, you know, keep an eye out. I'm not done yet.
That's amazing. And where can people find, you know, should they follow you on Instagram, on TikTok?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. That's where you're going to see a lot of my new things come up. Jonathan Leonard Official is my Instagram tag. So that's where I'm going to be releasing a lot of the new projects I got coming up, a lot of cool, interesting stuff. So follow me up there, Twitter, same, Jonathan Leonard Official. So keep an eye, big things coming. And one thing you can be sure of is I'm going to have a lot of fun doing it. For everyone out there, do what you love, have fun doing it, and, you know, live life the right way for you, and enjoy your time with the people around you that you love, and just enjoy it. Have fun.
Amazing advice. Thank you, Jonathan.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This has been so much fun. And even talking about the Big Brother thing got me all amped up, and I'm excited for season 12 coming up. And we gotta stay in contact. We gotta, talk about season 12, and who knows, maybe you'll get to see me on one of those episodes.